I read about you in the paper, Randy said finally. How come? I don't know. Maybe I felt like playing hero. I wouldn't have. I would have let those kids burn to death. You might not have. You might have done the same thing. Randy pulled out a cigarette and pressed in the car lighter. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I would never have believed a greaser could pull something like that. Greaser didn't have anything to do with it. My buddy over there wouldn't have done it. Maybe you would have done the same thing. Maybe a friend of yours wouldn't have. It's the individual. I'm not going to show at the Rumble tonight, Randy said slowly. I took a good look at him. He was 17 or so, but he was already old, like Dallas was old. Cherry had said her friends were too cool to feel anything, and yet she could remember watching sunsets. Randy was supposed to be too cool to feel anything, and yet there was pain in his eyes. I'm sick of all this. Sick and tired. Bob was a good guy. He was the best buddy a guy ever had. I mean, he was a good fighter and tough and everything, but he was a real person, too. You dig? I nodded. He's dead. His mother has had a nervous breakdown. They spoiled him rotten. I mean, most parents would be proud of a kid like that, good-looking and smart and everything. But they gave in to him all the time. He kept trying to make someone say no, and they never did. They never did. That was what he wanted, for someone to tell him no, to have somebody lay down the law, set the limits, give him something solid to stand on. That's all we want, really. One time, Randy tried to grin, but I could tell he was close to tears. One time he came home, drunker than anything. He thought sure they were going to raise the roof. You know what they did? They thought it was something they'd done. They thought it was their fault that they'd failed him and driven him to it or something. They took all the blame and didn't do anything to him. If his old man had just belted him, just once, he might still be alive. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I couldn't tell anyone else. My friends, they'd think I was off my rocker or turning soft. Maybe I am. I just know that I'm sick of this whole mess.